Hello and welcome to a very different little mini episode of The Europeans. I mean, it's not really an episode, is it?
Why is it not an episode? It's an episode. People can hear us talking.
Yeah, but we're just here to chat.
Isn't that kind of nice though?
I guess that's what a podcast is. Anyway, I'm joined by Katie Lee.
Hi.
As you can hear. But I'm also joined by Kat Laszlo and Wojciech Oleksiak, our two wonderful producers. Hi, both.
Hi.
Hi, hello.
Hi, guys.
And we're here today because we want to share something with you. We have an idea that we're really, really excited about, and we wanted to put it in your ears now to see if you maybe want to help us make it reality. Maybe we won't give away what the idea is yet, but should we start by talking about, like, why we want to make something different? This is very cryptic, isn't it?
Yeah, how long are we going to be cryptic for? 95% of this podcast. Well, I guess the obvious place to start is money. As you've heard us talk about many times on the show, this is a proudly independent podcast, and it's kind of crazy that we have managed to keep this thing in existence for, how many years now? Nearly seven?
Yeah.
Crazy. We don't have any support from a big media outlet, and this year we have very little grant funding as well. So more than 80% of our funding this year is coming directly from you guys, our listeners. It is thanks to your incredible generosity that we are able to release these podcasts, these very deeply researched podcasts, and we hope entertaining podcasts, almost every single week, about this continent that we call home in all of its magnificent complexity.
Yeah, and if I think about when I joined the team, what was that, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, I don't think we could have imagined that we could fully fund the regular show every week based on listener support. That is really, really incredible that we've reached that. And it's something that people approach us about all the time. Like, how did you pull this off?
Yeah, and I have to say, I'm absolutely proud of that. And it's one of my favorite parts of my life. When I go to a conference and people ask me what I do, I say, oh, I work for this independent media outlet. And they say, oh, really independent? No one is independent. I'm like, yeah, but we are. We are fully funded by you, Checkmate. And this is really, really something that makes me so happy. And it just feels glorious.
And at the same time, it's also like a little bit limiting with what we are able to do, because we still have a really tiny budget compared to people who are funded by a bigger broadcaster or a bigger organization. And it means it's really difficult for us to produce this more ambitious, deep dive, investigative journalism that we know is also really popular with our listeners and actually are the episodes that get us the most attention, the most listeners, and help us grow and stay sustainable as a podcast. Think of our Oatly miniseries, for example, which delved into the murky world of green capitalism and managed to be quite fun at the same time, I think. We think it's so important to be making episodes like that, but it's expensive. Very expensive.
It's very expensive. And previously, when we've done it, we've had to apply for grants to make those kind of series. And, you know, this is not what we're trained to do. We're journalists, and we would much rather spend our time doing what we're really, really good at, which is making great podcasts for you guys. And there are so many journalists chasing after these vanishingly small pots of money anyway. A lot of the time, we don't even win the grant. So We end up spending more of our time writing these grant applications than actually doing the journalism in the first place. It would be really, really nice to be able to do this kind of really ambitious reporting for you. But it would be also really nice if we could find a different way of funding it.
Which brings us to where we are today, with an announcement for you. And don't worry, we're not putting the podcast behind a paywall like so many other podcasts are at the moment. We really don't want to do that. We just don't think it's true to the spirit of this show. We've always been freely available for everyone to listen, regardless of the size of your wallet. And we want that to stay like that. But we have another plan.
Yes, we want to try an experiment. In 2025, we want to publish an investigative series fully funded by our listeners. That is right, you guys.
It's going to be called Who Does It Best? And the aim of it is to figure out which countries are especially good in tackling problems in certain areas. This is our response to what we've heard from you. We've received a lot of emails that you feel detached from politics, that it feels like politics never changes anything in your life. But actually, a good policy can have a huge impact on your life and can be absolutely instrumental in fixing one of the major problems you might have.
Yeah, we kind of envisaged this series as hopefully a useful contribution in a time of quite grim politics. We have seen an election after election in country after country, people saying, you know, nobody is listening to me. And as abstract as it sounds, policies can be such a powerful tool for actually bettering people's lives on a daily basis. And that's really something that's struck me for the 7 years we've been making The Europeans, is just how different governments around this continent organize really basic things in our lives, like how housing works, how the health system works, how childcare works. Governments approach all of these things in really quite different ways. And so Europe is, in a lot of ways, an incredibly useful experiment. You've got a bunch of countries that have similar or at least comparable economies. And so you can really see the effects of different policies when it comes to things like housing or health insurance.
Yeah, me and my friends actually talk about this all the time, like the differences from country to country. For example, in France, childcare seems to be way more affordable and stays open way later than here in the Netherlands. And you can see that there are therefore way more women working full time in France than here in the Netherlands.
Yeah, and it's so useful to like pierce through your assumptions. I have that so much that I move countries and I'm like, oh, what, this is possible? Like, you can just do childcare until 6 p.m. Didn't know that was an option. And it's so helpful to just get really imaginative. And sometimes I get quite jealous too.
And actually, whenever we talk about some great policy on this show, I always think, why aren't the countries talking to each other more? Why doesn't the policy that's working well in one country then get taken on by another country?
Yes. Yeah. Why don't we just all learn from Finns how to do education?
Yeah, although I heard recently from Finnish people that it's not as great as it sounds.
Oh, shit. No way.
But I like the idea that maybe this series will encourage our governments to copy each other when one of their neighbours has a genius policy idea.
I like that too.
Yeah, policymakers across Europe are going to want to listen to this podcast.
So each episode is going to delve into one policy, and we're going to travel to several countries and understand how it works and who does it best and who's really struggling with it. And we're going to start with these three: housing, childcare, and drugs.
The most logical combination of things: housing, childcare, and drugs. Moving on swiftly, people.
I mean, yes, it does seem like a slightly weird combination of episodes to get started on, but these three topics are all issues that are very close to our hearts as a team.
Absolutely.
A lot of you will know that I had a baby last year, and it has been absolutely wild to talk to friends in different countries in Europe and realize just how different the systems of childcare that we have access to, funded by our governments or not funded to some extent, how different those systems are. It's absolutely crazy. And nowhere seems to be perfect. So I would love to investigate who actually does this in the way that is best for kids and best for working parents too. So that is the episode that I am going to be reporting in the first part of next year. And I am so excited about it. Katz, you're going to be focusing on the housing episode. And I know that this is a topic that you have a lot of personal interest in, shall we say.
Oh my God. This is also a thing that is just so close to my heart. Like, I was born in Amsterdam. My neighborhood where I lived is unrecognizable. I haven't been on an official rent contract in like 10 years. And so I just don't understand how that's possible. It feels like everyone I know is having some kind of a housing issue in this city. And it has a huge impact on my life. And so I would really like to know if there is somewhere that is doing this better.
So basically this episode is, where should cats live? Where could she get a good house?
Listeners, please donate as soon as possible to this very important investigation.
And the third episode is drugs, which is the one, Wojciech, that you are going to be reporting.
Yeah, so you might remember this or not, but my first job and the first decade of my adult life was working in the music industry, and it's not a secret that drugs are omnipresent there. And you know, sometimes it was really dire. I saw my friends fall into addiction and getting really bad help, often being penalized for use of the drugs. And then I also got to travel a lot and saw how policy around drugs really is so different in so many countries. And I'm wondering, why don't we have something like a common European policy that would really help people in need rather than penalize them?
So what we're going to do is we're going to spread the net wide. We will really look as broadly as we can across this huge, diverse continent of ours to find the most interesting and effective policies on a certain area. We will then zoom in on a few of these countries and really try to work out how these policies are working. Maybe it's just that they're spending more money, but we hope to find policies that aren't just about governments deciding to prioritize their money in this one area. We really think there are policies that are imaginative and inventive, and we want to see how they're affecting people's lives for the better. We'll also probably look at some places where policies are not working so well, just to have some contrast. And listeners, we've started with some very minimal reporting, but we're going to have to do many, many months more. We have to travel to countries, interview people, write scripts, put beautiful sound design into it. So the thing that we're asking from you right now is, first of all, your minds. Do you know about a really interesting policy in your country or a country near you on either housing, childcare, or drugs, or someone that you think we should absolutely interview? Please get in touch.
Yes, we're appealing to the hive mind. We are a pretty small team, and we do our best to report rigorously all over Europe. But we don't have eyes and ears everywhere. So our best resource is, as always, you. You guys are all over this continent and beyond. You have so much life experience of actually living through these policies in countries all across Europe. So yeah, if you have personal experience or knowledge of one of these policy areas where you are or in a country that you've maybe lived in somewhere in Europe, email us. We want to hear from you. hello@europeanspodcast.com.
And now, if you don't want to give us your minds, the good news is we also really need your money. Is that good news?
It's very good news. Congratulations, listeners. Please give us your money. To be precise, we need to raise 15,000 euros. Oof.
Journalism is expensive, Dominic. Don't make that noise.
Take it back.
And to be clear, this 15,000 that we really, really need to raise to get started working on this series, that's not even all of the funding. We're actually going to be putting a bunch of cash that we've managed to save this year from your donations towards this series. But the good news is this. We've been able to kick off this project in the first place because of a couple of extra generous fans of the podcast. So listeners, for every euro that you donate, up to 8,000 euros, this very kind couple who wish to remain anonymous, they will match your donation.
So for every euro you give, they will be giving us another euro, which is so nice.
Yeah, you're kind of giving two.
Yeah.
Pat yourself on the back for that.
Now, every time we talk about money, I think we have some listeners who are like, whoa, podcasting is so expensive. And then we have other listeners who are familiar with mainstream journalism who are like, what? You make that on no money? Mm-hmm. And so we thought this was a really good opportunity, since we're asking you for your money, to share with you what we're actually doing with your money, getting way more transparent about how we are doing the work that we are doing.
So on the crowdfunding page on 4Fund, a link for which you will find, of course, in the show notes, you're going to be able to follow all of the developments of making this series, both in terms of how the reporting's going, but also how we're spending your money. We are, after all, going to be completely accountable to you guys for funding this project. So we figured it makes complete sense to be upfront about how we're spending your money.
Yeah, and as awkward as it is to be asking for money, I am actually genuinely really excited to get more transparent with you guys about how journalism works. It is a very intense time for our field, and people are having a hard time trusting media. There is so much fake news. So I think this is a really good opportunity for us to challenge ourselves and let you guys in on our process and show you how much time it takes us to research things, how much time it takes us to check, is this something that has just been posted on social media or does it have evidence? Also to script so that you can actually listen to something fun and followable after those many, many, many hours of research that we've done.
We don't want it to be a dry Brussels policy paper podcast.
We really don't.
No, this is a series about real people's lives, and we're going to take you to places and show you that impact on people's lives.
Exactly.
Let's just hope we can raise the money.
Let's hope. So there it is, our new series coming in 2025. We are so excited about it. Who Does It Best? A series about the best designed policies across this continent and what they actually mean for people's lives. Funded by you.
There's a link in the show notes to the crowdfunding page. Please consider donating and making this series that we really want to make a reality. We'll be back in your feed next week with a normal episode. But till then, happy donating.
Happy donating.
Thanks so much, everyone.
Thank you. Bye.